President Biden announced the new rule, capping credit card late fees at $8 instead of the typical fees that can be $30 or more.
Today, we're announcing that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is finalizing a rule that will help stop some credit card companies from ripping you off with late fees.
Rohit Chopra is director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. He said credit card companies have been hiking late fees for the past decade in an effort to bilk consumers.
Even as technology has brought many of their costs down, they've raised interest rates, squeezing American families out of an extra $25 billion in interest charges last year alone.
The banking industry officials criticized the move. In a statement, American Banking Association President and CEO Rob Nichols said in part, quote, "In creating today's final rule, the CFPB relied on flawed assumptions and a mischaracterization of the important role late fees play in promoting responsible consumer behavior. Not surprisingly, the Bureau disregarded industry data about the true cost of late payments," unquote. Nichols said the move will mean fewer Americans get access to credit because issuers will have to tighten standards and reduce credit lines to recoup costs. President Biden also announced that the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission, meanwhile, are forming a strike force to target junk fees, which he added are often tacked on illegally.
Banks are not supposed to charge late fees that are higher than the cost the banks have to engage to collect the late payment. But we estimate banks are generating five times more in late fees than it costs to collect late payments. They're padding their profit margins.
Consumer rights groups applauded the administration's move. Jamie Cord is president of Consumer Watchdog. He said late fees disproportionately impact low-income consumers.
You can't afford to pay your credit card bill. You can't afford the extra $220 in late fees. If you can't afford to keep your balance in your checking account up, you're not likely to be able to afford the overdraft fees. And these fees are not, this shouldn't be punitive.
Federal data shows that many Americans, particularly lower-income Americans, are drowning in credit card debt. Delinquency rates at the major credit card issuers, such as American Express, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Citigroup, have been trending upward for several quarters. Liz Zelnick is the Director of Economic Security and Corporate Power at Accountable.us. She said Biden administration regulatory agencies like the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Federal Trade Commission have been using their oversight powers to curb corporate excesses.
Using the FTC to look into anti-competitive corporate mergers in the financial space or, you know, in other corporate spaces like the airline industry, like we saw with Spirit and JetBlue and that merger falling apart.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce said it will file a lawsuit to try to prevent the federal agency from capping late fees at $8. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.